Hello, I am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel, and welcome to the I Am Jen Wilson, the Healing Rebel podcast. Another episode, another beautiful day. I hope you are well. Today, I wanted to talk to you about introverts and extroverts. Now, this conversation came up with my business coach, and she was asking me, what are you? Are you an introvert or an extrovert? And I had said to her, you know, I do. When I feel lost in the world, I get caught up doing personality tests, trying to work, who am I at my true authentic self? I don't know. And you get so caught up in your head that you feel so disconnected to yourself. So when I have done these personality quizzes, I very often come out almost 50-50 introvert, extrovert. And what she said to me, which I found was really valuable, because I think when you look this stuff up online, it can get really complex and nuanced about what's an introvert, what's an extrovert. And she's like, at the most basic level, introverts recharge by themselves. If you go out and you're with people, and then you have to come away from that and then spend time by yourself to recharge your energy from that, then you're classed as an introvert. If you need to be around people to fill your energy tank, then that would be extrovert. There are other personality nuances that can fall into each category, and you can have both. You can have you can be an introverted person but also very outgoing, very sociable, very able to be in groups of people, but you just need to step away to recharge. And you can also be extroverted and need to be around people but be shy and be timid and not be life and soul of the party, but you need to be around those people to feel energized and feel nourished. You don't have to be center of attention. You can be an introvert and want to be center of attention when you're out and about, but then recharge on the quiet, which is really interesting. And what I, through that conversation, what I remembered as a small child, I liked to be by myself. Like, after having been in the classroom environment for that time when the bell rang for break and everybody was getting sent outside, I was trying to hide in the classroom. I wanted to stay inside to just be by myself, just to be able to let myself settle and calm and ground and be in the quiet space. I didn't like the busyness of being outside in lunchtime. After I'd been in the dining hall and had my lunch, I used to go to the auxiliary and tell her I had a sore stomach and I needed to lie down, so I could go into the sick bay just to lie down on the bed to look after myself. And at a very young age, we know exactly what it is we need, but very often adults round about us tell us, no, get outside and go and play with the other children. No, go and do this. No, go and do that. So when these adults have all said no enough times, you then stop believing in yourself, stop believing in your own truth, for want of a better word, that you start to then disconnect. And my business coach was saying about what is that authentic true self, and when people have spoken about that, I kind of go, I don't know. How are you showing up? Are you showing up as your true authentic self? And we're talking about how can I invite people into my business so that they know that it's a safe space for them and that it's the right kind of space for them. We were talking about, do we build a community, like a Facebook group or a WhatsApp group or a something else where we have regular meetups? And she's like, we're talking about all these different things, and inside my stomach it's going, oh no, I don't want to do any of them. I am a member of many Facebook groups because there is valuable information in there, but I don't particularly like hanging out in them. I have had and run Facebook groups in the past and I find them very energetically draining. When I think about the clients who do come to me already, I have invited my clients into a WhatsApp group. Nobody has joined. And interestingly, over the Christmas period, one of my mum's neighbours, and what my mum is one of my clients, one of my mum's neighbours had invited all the neighbours into a WhatsApp group. And this unsettled my mum quite a lot because she's not a member of WhatsApp groups. She's in her late 60s. And that's just not something that is normal. And a lot of my clients are older or more to that introverted type of personality that that's just not what they want. Like, they can be on, just, I've just taught the live Zoom call, they can be on, they know each other, they're, sorry about that, a call just came in. They can be friendly to each other, they can chat, they can connect with each other in a way that feels appropriate for them, and then they disconnect the call and they go away and they don't have to think about being part of that. So you can be part of a community without it being imposing on your life. And this is really valuable information when you're on a healing journey. Because although we were talking about business on that call, everything that we were talking about, that then expands out into the greater life. So how do you heal? How do I heal? If you're an introverted person, you need that quiet time, you need that alone time, you need everything to feel calm and peaceful round about you. If you're that extroverted person, you need people to come and visit you. You need that interaction, that connection on a level that works for you. Now, introverted people can still need that touch, that connection, but maybe on a quieter scale than other people. When you are thinking about your journey, thinking about what it is that you need, what do you need? If you don't know whether or not you're introverted or extroverted, yeah, you can go and do a personality quiz and it'll give you an answer. That will be based on the mood that you're in at the time that you answer that question. Think about what were you like as a child, and if you don't remember what you were like as a child, ask somebody. Were you always away off by yourself, pottering about? I was away picking rose petals, making rose perfume and trying to sell it to my neighbours. Or I was away colouring in, or, you know, all these different things, just pottering about. I love pottering about, just playing with some, I didn't really play with dolls, but I had some dolls, so maybe I would play with them, or I'd play with my wee brother's cars, or, but it was always down, quiet, reading magazines, reading books, away off in the corner, not running about screaming and shouting. Really interesting for you to explore that and how that works. So if you're then looking for a class or for somebody to work with, a lot of people in the fitness industry are more extroverted type people. They love being centered of attention, they love being up there, and you can learn, I have learned that as a skill. I can be in front of a class and I can teach the class. I used to get really uncomfortable and really inside myself and oh, this is really challenging for me to do. But one of my mentors, Doyle, what he said to me is, like, it's not about you when you're on that stage presenting. It's not about you, it's about them. It's finding that person in the room who is struggling, or that person who is the newest person in the room, and that is who you're talking to, that is who you're coaching, that is who you're helping. It's not about you. And when he took that pressure off my shoulders of having to be that singing, dancing person, because that's not who I am, it felt so much easier to be there. It felt so much easier. So I can stand on a stage in front of 50 people and teach a class, no problem. Yes, I will sweat buckets. Yes, I will be nervous. It's excitement at the possibility of what I'm getting to do. It's the excitement of the possibility that somebody there is going to take something away from what I'm teaching and be able to implement it in their life and change their life. Fantastic. But that's not about me, that's about them. It's always about the other person. When I'm teaching class, whether it's in person, whether it's online, it's always about you, the individual that's at the other end of that. And there are other people that teach in other ways. So when you are looking for the teacher that works best for you, if you know your personality type, if you know your introversion, extroversion type, if you know what gives you energy, what makes you feel safe, what makes you feel nourished, then that makes it easier to be able to find that person to work with. So if you go to a class and you're like, oh, I hated that, that made me feel uncomfortable, that made me feel, it might not be the class that was the problem, it might be the energy in the class. So then maybe try it with a different teacher, see if you can find another teacher that you feel like you connect with. And it might be that you're an introverted person and you love being in a class with an extroverted person because you like to watch other people shine and dazzle. I love that. But you might also go into a class and find that that just doesn't suit you. Or you might go into a class and be like, why is everybody so quiet in here? Like, people are friendly, but there's not a lot of not a lot of noise, not a lot of high energy, high vibes, as they would, some people might call it. You can have a high vibe but still be a calm person. But thinking about that and how the energy in a room, how you feel in that energy. Do you feel safe? Do you feel warm? Do you feel welcome? Do you feel like it's a space for you? And it's okay if you do not. You can go to another space and try another teacher and try another environment and see what works best for you. I would love to know your thoughts on introversion, extroversion. What are you? How do you use that to the power? In a few weeks, I have got my friend Kat Patterson coming back onto the podcast. I'm very excited about this because I love Kat and we've been trying to catch up for about 2 years. So she's going to come, she's going to be back on the podcast, and she does a lot of coaching for mostly business people in the world of introversion. So I'm very excited to have her on the podcast to talk about this more and talk about how we can really embrace whichever part of you is the part of you that you want to embrace, that you want to bring in, that you want to nourish, you want to nurture, so that we can use that on our healing journey for the best. So I'm so excited to have her because she knows so much more about this than me. I am just sharing my insights as they are in this moment of, oh yeah, that makes sense. And if you are somebody who is more introverted and you've struggled to find a class and you haven't tried my classes, I have classes online or in person in Springburn in the north of Glasgow. If they suit, then I would love to have you there. So please do check out on my website, I am jenwilson.com, and see if there is any way that I can help and I can work with you. So I'm going to leave it there, keeping another short podcast. I am trying to make some of these a little bit shorter so that they're just dip in, dip out, and then the longer podcasts can be the conversations or if I have more information to share. Have a wonderful day, whatever it is you're doing. If you know somebody who is struggling with that introversion, extroversion thing and you think that this podcast would help them, please do share it with them. If you listen and you love it, maybe share and tag on social media if that's something that you do, and if you don't, that's totally fine. But if you can, make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, whatever, wherever you are listening, I appreciate that so much, and I will see you on the next podcast. Thank you so much.